How do you solve a crime in reverse when you believe that someone was murdered but have no clue who the victim was?
We have to do our job, and we have to find out, who did they kill? If it's possible, how are we going to do that?
I'm Jake Halpern, and this is Deep Cover, The Nameless Man. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
He knew the system was against him.
I was down on my luck, but nowhere to turn.
He was one small man in a giant wheel caught.
The walls of my world came crashing in on me.
He said, no, I'm leaving that prison one of two ways.
They put me in prison.
Dead.
For a crime I didn't do.
Or as an innocent man.
The cold walls of a prison will always haunt me.
This weekend, Brenda Ann Way ran out of time.
In 1995, Brenda Way was brutally murdered.
The body of the 28-year-old mother was discovered behind this Dartmouth apartment building. Her clothes had been torn off. She was slashed with a knife.
And it looked as though her name would be just another entry on the long list of unsolved murders in Nova Scotia.
A lot of women went missing, but their bodies were not found.
In a province with roughly 1 million people in it, with over 100 unsolved cases. Does that sound like a lot to you? Because it sure does to me.
But after a highly problematic police investigation,
he then took the picture of Brenda Way's dead body, threw it in my face.
Wasn't there something about a broken tip on that
knife? Yeah. The sister had gone to a psychic.
Oh, goody.
And a shocking trial.
Back in June, I told the court that I'm wrong.
Mr. Assume, you are not
you
to address
to
the jury. No,
there's
you
too much
not.
Being hit from you.
You need to be taken out of the court.
There's too much.
Glenn Assume was convicted and sentenced to 18 years in prison.
Well, I do wish to say that it's official that I'm wrongfully in prison right now. The jury made a mistake.
My name is Tim Bousquet. I've been reporting on Glenn Assume's wrongful conviction for over 5 years. I wanted to know, how could this happen?
There's the right way of doing things, the wrong way of doing things, then there's the RCMP way of doing things.
You're working on a national database. You can't just arbitrarily go in and delete things just for the sake of doing so.
And if Glenn Assume did not commit the murder, who did?
I asked him if he killed Pepple. He said yes, and I'd be next.
And he said, well, maybe I should describe for you one of the murders that I committed that I've not been found guilty of.
This is Uncover, Season 7, Dead Wrong.
He says that. Tisk, 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 no one gives a shit about Glenn Assume.
Coming soon.
I don't know if they'd even admit today that they made a mistake.
For more CBC original podcasts, go to cbc.ca/originalpodcasts.